My name is Lucy Small. I live in Brooklyn, New York, born and raised, but my father's side of the family are from up here in Claryville, New York, and their house, they've had a house here since 1925. But the story that brings me to this moment today is a little bit more about my father and his side of the family. So his mother is part of a family with the last name Hall and Davidson. And their ties to this region are deep. One of the elders was a covered bridge designer and builder. So many of the area covered bridges are built by this Davidson, I believe is the last name. And I grew up hearing about it and thinking that was pretty cool. And also in my grandmother's family, they have documentation about being part of this little Denman party that were some of the founders of the Denman Mountain and settling in the Claryville and area. And I think that that dates into the 1700s. They came over from, I guess, Connecticut was what I heard. And as a child, my father took me on hikes in Claryville. We'd go up this rocky ledge and then dig around, and there's this sheer rock face. And in the side of it was etched, Denman Party settled here. I cannot remember the year, but it's 1700s. And my mom knows it. She says 1790 something. And so then as a kid, I did that. And then growing up, you know, you'd forget about the early years. And then as my dad was older, really quite old, I think 84, my child was just a baby. And she was like 1.5. And we took the same hike. And again, like it's 1.5 miles up a steep hill, then in hiking in around rugged terrain, finding the old stone foundations of their initial winter accommodation, and then the ledge and finding the etching in the ledge and old glass bottles and stuff like that. So I did it again with my dad and my child when, you know, he was really old. It meant a lot to do that. So that's one part of the story that I am proud of and I've learned a lot about, and it intrigues me to this day to think about like dragging carts and horses up over these mountains and making a living in a really cold climate. But the other thing that's interesting about my father and the land here is that in the 40s, after he finished college and the war wrapped up, he came back from the war, he moved back into the old family house up here. And he was working at a sawmill. My father loved wood his whole life. He's been a woodworker. And so he's working at a sawmill. No, wait, I've got it mixed up. He was working at, the only job he could get was working on the reservoir. Sorry, that was it. So he's working on the reservoir, just in and around filling it in, and, you know, doing initial work. He had known the town before. Neversink Reservoir. Yeah, on a construction crew in the Neversink Reservoir. And some three guys came down and were inquiring about jobs working on the reservoir. And he knew that these three guys had worked at the sawmill up by his house in Claryville. So he knew that there must be vacancies. So he quit the reservoir job and went up the road and got the sawmill job, which is the one he really wanted, right near his house in Claryville. And a few days later, there was a blasting accident on the reservoir project. And these three guys who had, one of them had taken his vacancy, one of them was killed. So I don't know which one it was, but I hear these stories about the past and how hard things were and how, you know, random life is. It's just amazing to think like here we live and we don't know the stories of what came before us, but. That's a little bit about my family and the space and water and things. Yeah. My father was born in 1922. He's now deceased. He went to school back down in the city for another degree and picked up life in New York, Brooklyn, New York, on the water, working with wood. He was carpentry and attorney. Kind of funny combo. So I've always grown up with dual urban city mouse, country mouse existence. There's more to his story. So the war interrupted his kind of coming of age, understanding of self, college. But my father also grew up partly in Panama where his father was a sea captain and piloted ships through the Panama Canal Zone. But the only residence they maintained in the States was this house here. So when summers came and it was too hot, my father and his mother would ship up here on a steamer and spend the summers here with her family in the area, and then go back down in the winter for school, and his father stayed down there except for vacations.
Wow.
So he had to acclimate to a lot of different environments, literally, socially, demographically. When he first came to the States, he got sick, and his first year of college, he was in the infirmary because he had never been exposed to all of the colds and things you get.
So far, so good?
So far, so good. I've had to reinvent myself quite a number of times, so I keep going. And at first, like my first year, it was a little... I still made it, but just. I would say now I'm going to indoor markets. I do a lot of... Now I know where I have to go. I still test areas because you have to go... I don't know, sometimes you have to go as far as 40, 50 miles. To a more affluent place so that people will know the value of my product plus know what I'm doing. Most of the clientele that I have are weekenders who come up here, tourists. There are a few locals because they maybe they don't go for my more expensive facial serums and things, but they come for the bug repellents because I've gotten a pretty good following for that, and they come back year after year, so that's really rewarding. So I'm hoping to pick up, but I also keep all my prices fair too. I don't raise them like a lot of people do. They've been the same. So having worked in the industry, I know the value of it, so I try to make my best to make it affordable for everyone.
And what's the name of your company, and how can one get your product?
My company is called Kate's Herbals, and you can go on katesherbals.com, and I have a website, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook is Kate's Herbals, and Instagram is Kate's_herbals. So.
And you grow?
No, I wildcraft, which means I go and pick only the things that grow wild here in the Catskills. So I may not have all the herbs that people look for, but I have the ones that are specific to our area. Well, my experience has been that we are trying to network. We have the Neversink General Store that's been a huge help because it's a draw for people to come here. They advertise, and we cross-reference by, you know, sharing pages on Facebook, on Instagram, on this and that. So it's the modern way of doing things, whereas before it was newspapers, it was this. But for the local people, they still go to paper. So we try to do flyers in the newspapers or at the post office or whatever. So we try to make people aware. We have a bunch of local shows that we all try to support so that people become aware of who we are. Like next week, we're going to be at the Grahamsville Littlest World's Fair. Under the auspices of being the farmers market, so people are aware, oh, they have a farmers market, and people come from quite a few places. So that's pretty much how this happens, for me at least. You know, other people might have a different opinion or something different that I don't know about. Pretty good, because we all network with each other, so if there's another market that somebody else finds out about and says, oh, this is a really good market, come try it. So we become a guest. Like I do Roscoe Farmers Market tomorrow. And there are two of our vendors that are there besides me. And now I'm bringing somebody else from here over there. And as people come up, they want to find you. Because I just had somebody actually message me and say, oh, I bought your face wash. And I don't see it somewhere. How do I do that and get a facial serum? So I said, I'll be there tomorrow, or give me your address and we'll work something out. So it's word of mouth is huge, and getting yourself out there, talking to people, because people like coming to you, your booth, like knowing about your stuff, and they look for you then. So that's very rewarding. And like I said, we just talk and it just grows exponentially from there.